Good morning and welcome to Share Talk. It's quite early, but however, we have Mick Billing here from Thor Mining, who is the Executive Chairman. How are you doing?
G'day, Steve. Well, thanks, and nice to talk to you again.
Indeed it is. Sorry it's so early, but that's the way it is. Wanted to catch up with you on the drilling completion and your preliminary observations there. Could you go further into detail on what looks to be a very unique prospect?
Steve, yes, we're pretty excited about what we've seen in the drilling program over the last couple of weeks at Pilot Mountain in Nevada. We don't have assays yet and probably won't see the first of them for another three-ish weeks if the timetable that's been provided to us is a guide and we've got nothing else to work on. We've went in there looking to test two deposits. One, we have a JORC-compliant resource on. We call that Desert Scheelite. And we were following up some relatively tasty, intersection from several years ago that really needed testing to see if there was any continuity and an extension to it. The other one was on a prospect or deposit called Garnet, and Garnet was drilled quite extensively by Union Carbide in the 1970s, but we don't have the drill cuttings or core from the drill programs from then. We have all the other records, but not the last and the last piece of evidence required to declare a resource. I guess we went in there thinking the drilling work we would do at Garnet was relatively low risk because there were pretty good records of what we were likely to likely to find. The drilling at Desert Scheelite was perhaps a little more high risk because it was following up the most exciting intersection from previous drilling programs. It was extending it out to an area that's had no drilling at all, and there was always a risk that the 17 odd meters of very high grade mineralization we saw 4 years ago was just one isolated pod, and that's the last we'd see of it. In the first hole on the Desert Scheelite extension test, we drilled trying to intersect the mineralization roughly 50 meters above that last intersection. And got nothing, and that was a little distressing. It happened over the weekend, so we couldn't tell the market about it until early the following week, by which time we had the results from the second hole, which were very exciting indeed. We followed up a 17.5 meter intersection from 4 years ago with about 51 meters. Now, as I said, we don't have assays, and the grade of the mineralization within that 51 meters will be greater in some areas than in others, and it's too early to speculate on that. But 51 meters of scheelite mineralization is pretty good in anybody's language. At the tail end of that, we got 9 meters of sulfides, which includes, we know, chalcopyrite with copper in it, and we would suspect, but won't know until we see the assays, some measurable zinc and perhaps a little bit of silver. On the strength of that, we drilled a third hole, stepping out a little bit further again, taking the total step out from the 2012 hole to about 50 metres, and probably drilled it a little bit high, and should have drilled a bit lower, but in the end intersected 15 odd meters of scheelite, not much by way of noticeable sulfides, but there might be a little bit of that there. We're pretty encouraged by this Desert Scheelite. We think we probably need to drill it deeper. Our geologist tends to and the guys in the US who were the geologists working with him on the program tend to think we were possibly just skating across the top of the mineralized horizon, and we need to drill deeper there. We've started the planning for that already, and hopefully we can schedule a follow-up drill program sometime during the summer this year. After Desert Scheelite, we moved on to garnet, and as I said, we expected garnet to be relatively low risk. We had high confidence in what we would find. We were twinning six holes that had been drilled before, and expected we would get a very close correlation between the six holes we drilled and the and what we were and what we have observed from the records of 40 something years ago. And largely that was right. We got a very good correlation of from the intersections from the records, the drill logs, and the cross sections that we have been able to work with from all that time ago in the 1970s. But what we also found was that was two things. One, Union Carbide in those days were planning to start up a mine and mine this scheelite and cart it 100 miles or more away to their Bishop operation in California. So they were ignoring the stuff that wasn't quite high grade. What we've found is we've got stuff that is potentially, and without assays you can never be 100% sure, potentially of that same grade. But in between those zones of quite high grade, there are zones of perhaps lesser tenor scheelite mineralization, which could actually has the potential to bulk out the resource quite nicely. Perhaps that's a slightly lower grade than the grade that was being looked for previously. In addition, we found on one of the holes, quite unexpectedly, a 19 meter intersection of scheelite that responded very well under the UV light that we used to test this for as the initial mineralization test. Again, no assays, but this looks like good, strong, solid mineralization in an area where we didn't expect it. Again, that's very good news indeed, and I would hope that we're in a position that sometime after the assays become available in somewhere between 3 and 4 weeks' time, our resource geologist will get to work and declare a resource estimate on Pilot Mountain, on Garnet, and hopefully a slight increase on the resource estimate on Desert Scheelite.
Well, you've summarised obviously everything you've got there substantially. Now, obviously, I was going to bring up the Garnet resource there. Obviously, you've done six drill holes there. And then, obviously, it was the fifth drill hole that returned that anomaly of 19 metres. With all of the other sort of results, an average of around about sort of 3 to 5 metres or so, that is obviously a massive find in the middle of all of that area. What is the forward plans for both your Pilot Mountain and obviously for Garnet to do sort of further exploratory work?
I'm hopeful, Steve, that at Garnet we have sufficient now for our resource geologist to say the work done in the 1970s has now been validated by the current work, that we can immediately declare or almost immediately declare a JORC-compliant resource on Garnet that would match up the with the what was declared by Kaiser, who did a study on this on this project back in the 1970s, and if that's the case, it'll be a resource of the best part of 3 million tons at quite high grade, in addition to the resource nearby desert scheelite of just over 6.5 million tons. What we may also see is perhaps an inferred resource on that suggests it might be a bit larger than that, because one, we found an intersection that was unexpected, but in only one hole, it's you're not going to come up with hundreds of thousands of tons, one would suspect. We may also get an uplift from some of this lower grade material. That may need more drilling work, or it may be enough for us to say that's an inventory we can rely upon, and start planning for how we would mine garnet at some stage, hopefully not too far away. Now, garnet, at garnet, the mineralization is in relatively flat-lying zones that run more or less parallel to the surface of the contours of the hill, starting at only a few meters below surface. That sounds like a very cheap mining operation, at least for the first few years, and without doing a whole bunch of geotech work and other studies, you can't be completely confident of that. But where you've got lots of tons of mineralized material per vertical meter from surface, quite close to surface, they're usually good mines to start up, and cheap mines to start up and develop. So we'll wait and see on that until we get the assays, of course, and the comments from the resource geologist, and then there'll be some head scratching around the boardroom table. Can we make it bigger? Can we improve it on it here and there? And that will probably need some more drilling, but it may also be a case of we now have sufficient information to have a pretty good idea of the scope of what we will do going forward. So that we'll need to talk to the geologist and a bunch of mining engineers and all of that sort of stuff. We haven't all assembled yet, because until we get the assays, there's probably not much point in doing so. But we're thinking about it. We would probably later on this year, however, move on to at least one of the two other deposits at Pilot Mountain, Good Hope and Or Garnet, do some drilling there, because there's potentially some low-hanging fruit there to turn those into resources as well. And we'll certainly go back to Desert Scheelite and do a little more drilling there at a bit more depth to get a feel for and confirmation for the depth extensions we are very confident are there.
And as always, we'll look forward to obviously covering the stories as you go along there, Mick. Is there anything further that you would like to obviously?
I note, Steve, that the share price has improved quite nicely over the last couple of weeks, and it's, I guess, investors are fairly happy with the sorts of results we've been reporting, and we welcome the improvement. We do have some warrants that are now in the money, and that's a good thing. Hopefully some of those get exercised in the near term, and that will be good news for the company and the investors.
Indeed it will, Mick, and hopefully we shall report next on those assays, and as always, I hope that they are up to expectations, obviously, of the company and of the person on the ground.
Indeed. Thanks very much, Steve.
Thank you very much for your time today, Mick. Been a pleasure speaking, as always.